are you?
Hi.
I'm supposed to do an interview here.
I went to visit Patrick Noonan, the owner of El Loco Mexican Restaurant. It's been in business since 1986 in Albany's Arts District. It's a long, cozy interior in a classic 1860s building with a tin ceiling, warm-colored wall hangings, and images of Frida Kahlo. The restaurant is known for its big baskets of chips, perfect for sharing, with salsa that comes in three levels of heat to match or challenge a patron's palate. Noonan says it's a go-to spot for first dates that sometimes lead to a romantic future.
Turned into, hey, will you cater our wedding? We met at El Loco. So we've catered a bunch of weddings.
Joining us is Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, who is championing the survival of restaurants in her district.
This is one of the first places my husband brought me. He was living here 10 years before I ever moved here.
In the midst of the pandemic, the formerly closely packed, cozy tables are spaced widely apart, and the interior feels more Spartan. Most of the action now takes place outside, with a dining space on the sidewalk in the front of the restaurant, strung with lights and colorful flags. There's also a back patio. It's very inviting on a warm fall afternoon, but Noonan is looking ahead. He's invested in propane space heaters, but he realizes they are no match for the ice and snow that's coming soon.
Yeah, we're going to push this thing out front for as long as we can. We've thought of every idea from, you know, selling blankets or giving out courtesy blankets because we're a tiny spot.
Despite his efforts, Noonan's doing just a fraction of his former business at El Loco. Half of the workers have resigned, saying they no longer feel safe interacting with customers. He says many restaurants will not survive much longer.
The snow's going to start flying any day now, and you're really going to see, I think, a lot of places close come January, February. So,
hopefully temporarily, but maybe permanent.
Yeah, I just think the grind so far has taken its toll on a lot of people, you know, myself included. This is, you're flying by the seat of your pants for the last 6-8 months now. We know we have at least another 6-8 months to go. Just, you know, somewhat hypothetical, somewhat realistic, that how long can people keep up this fight?
The New York State Restaurant Association predicts that 2/3 of restaurants in the state will close their doors by the end of this year without financial help. Noonan says government aid could make a huge difference, and he wants Congress, which has not provided a relief package since April, to approve another round of loans or a grant program. Assemblywoman Fahey is pressuring Governor Andrew Cuomo to ease up on some of the rules limiting indoor dining. Currently, eating establishments in New York City are restricted to 25% of capacity, and the rest of the state, it's 50%.
Give them 75% inside where they can still maintain 6 feet or have the plexiglass, which then allows you to go less than 6 feet. But the plexiglass, one sheet of it, I've heard, can cost $400.
So far, Governor Cuomo has not been open to changing the rules for restaurants, saying he's more concerned with protecting the public against the spread of the virus. Noonan says offering takeout dinners and alcoholic drinks keeps him in business and preserves the restaurant's relationship with its customers, though he complains that third-party delivery services eat up 30% of sales.
And we're having to evolve. I think that's the name of the game right now. It's evolve or die.
He comes from a family of restaurateurs, and he says he does not plan to give up. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.